probably here.
Shmi Shalom.
We should really be Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Blessing.
Shalom.
And spoken with him. Shalom. That's a way. And that's what we believe.
We're
Tamidim of Yavavadi. Tamidim Chachamim. Peace in the world. And those of you remember, we did never speak about politics here in Yeshiva. We didn't speak about it at all. Right here and there, but basically, all the rabbis said, big rabbis that never voted, they say to vote, and we should all vote. All they are being joined together and they're going to come up with about 15 men and the small was joined together and they're all against the team. So therefore we have to join together. We have to. He gave us come on. Okay, on his foreign. We should really vote for Shas. Now we have to go. Now we have to go out and spread this for him and try to influence people. The small is trying to make us sink. We have to join together. We as the religious have to join together with everybody. Because the Smolenim are trying to destroy us. We have to show that we are one, that we're all together. That the world of Torah is everybody joining together. What the rabbis speak against each other, that's not our business. We have to show that we love all the people who are trying to keep the Torah and mitzvahs. Everybody has to vote. Now it's the time to try to go for Hashem. We have to do an hour of his bodhidus for voting and go out and spread the sforim and the kolettot that we have to join them together, so that the Torah is really the one way to go. It's now a war. It's a war against us. So we have to join together and fight. We can't just be sitting on the sidelines. They want to get back to land. They want to get back there. Kulam have to join together in simplicity, in completeness, and peace. We, all the rabbanim say, they are rabbanim that never voted and say this time we have to vote because they're. We have to join to come together. Yes, they say that if somebody's father passed away, first you go vote, and then you go bury your father. I have to get such an extent how important it is to go and vote. He says, from the Torah you have to go and vote. You have no choice in the matter. We have to vote. We have to go. We have to choose. We have to go for God's glory. And in heaven, if you don't vote, it shows that you don't really care. They make a cheshbon. They have to make an accounting. Everybody has to go out and vote and spread out this foreign. It's the Arabs will have 15 have joined with the lefties, and they're trying to destroy the Torah and the Frum people here in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, nature. That's the way. So that's the natural way, but it's not like that. We can't. We can't. It's not so easy to change the teva. We have to go out. We have to make it. We have to send out this foreign collected. Yes, we have 30 margaliot and cassette kletot. He says that you should try to do Shas. But if somebody else wants to vote for Yishai or wants to vote for Aguda, it's good. He says whichever one, but he even leads on Shas. He says Shas is good. But Yishai is also good, and Aguda, whatever. Just don't let it go to the lefties and the Arabs. We have to make an effort. That's part of our job. We have to make a decision. We have to go out and try to save what we can save. Try to encourage them that they should they have to go vote, and they have to go vote for the Frum people, one of the Frum parties. Everybody should have a success. Should make him the tzaddikim will be protect us and help us. Brothers Hashem, he has to go vote and try to influence other people to vote also. He said go vote, and he says Shas, but he said if anybody wants to vote for Yishai, wants to vote for Aguda, it's also good. Who is he speaking again? I didn't catch.
He said, now, how do we know you're translating accurately? You may be swaying just the English speakers to go
don't tell them that.
For somebody you're saying, he said. We don't know any better.
How'd you catch on?